From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The family of a man shot to death by a former Oakland transit officer is reacting to the verdict in that case. Jurors found 28-year-old Johannes Messerly guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Oscar Grant. NPR's Richard Gonzalez was in the courtroom as the verdict was read today.
The courtroom was very dramatic and very tense. There was a lot of sheriff's deputies there to maintain the calm. The family afterwards came out and said that they were extremely disappointed by this verdict. They felt all along that this was a second-degree murder case, and they felt that an injustice has been done. However, they think that this is a minor victory because it is very rare for a police officer to be convicted of killing someone in the line of duty.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez. Messerly, who is white, claimed he mistakenly drew his pistol rather than a stun gun as he sought to subdue Grant, who is black. Involuntary manslaughter carries a sentence of 2 to 4 years in prison. The 10 people suspected of spying on behalf of Russia have entered guilty pleas today in a New York courtroom, the pleas clearing the way for the group's deportation back to Russia in what is being called the largest spy swap between the U.S. and Russia since the Cold War. Robert Baum is an attorney for Anna Chapman, one of those who pleaded guilty to charges of being an unregistered foreign agent for Russia.
She made out a statement that indicated that she had met the minimal requirements under the statute for an admission of guilt.
The Russian government, in turn, will release 4 people, including a Russian arms control analyst who is serving a 14-year prison sentence for spying for the U.S. 11th person charged in the case remains at large. President Obama is on the campaign trail defending his record on the economy and blasting Republicans for wanting to go back to the policies that caused the recession. We get more on that story from NPR's Maura Liasson.
The president said the economy has a long way to go, but it's moving in the right direction. And he said Republicans were peddling snake oil and wanted to take the country backward, not forward. He spoke directly to the concern many Americans have about the deficits and the debt and suggested Republicans were hypocrites on that issue.
So it's a little odd getting lectures on sobriety from folks who spent like drunken sailors for the better part of the last decade.
The president is trying to make the argument for keeping Democrats in control of Congress, but he's unpopular with the public. An average of his job approval poll ratings show 47% of Americans disapprove of his job performance, only 46% approve. Maura Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Big drop in the number of people standing in line to file first-time unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 21,000 to 454,000 for the week ending July 3rd. Bigger than expected decline takes new claims to their lowest levels in some 2 months. Positive jobs numbers played well on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points, closing at 10,138 today. The Nasdaq gained 15 points. You're listening to NPR. Authorities have confirmed the arrest of 3 suspected al-Qaeda members in Norway and Germany today in connection with an alleged terror plot, though they aren't saying whether a specific target was involved. Officials have said the plot was linked to similar plans to bomb New York's subways and blow up a shopping mall in England. The U.S. and Norway had apparently been watching the 3 for at least a year. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has called the thwarted attempt to attack the New York City subway last year one of the most serious terrorist plots since September 11th. The Emmy nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles, with most going to an HBO miniseries about World War II, NPR's Ned Ulaby reports.
The Pacific, produced by Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, led with 24 Emmy nominations, part of a massive HBO sweep, more than 100 today in total. The new Fox musical comedy series Glee got 19, including Best Supporting Actress for the villainous cheerleading coach played by Jane Lynch.
It's been decided that this year's regionals will be judged by celebrities. And I'm a celebrity now, William. Now I realize my cultural ascendance only serves to illuminate your own banality, but face it, I'm a legend.
Glee will compete against another new show, ABC's Modern Family, with 14 nominations, as well as such favorites as The Office and 30 Rock. In drama, Mad Men on AMC scooped up 17 nominations. A newer drama, The Good Wife on CBS, received 8, including Best Actress for Julianne Margolis's role as a politician's scorned spouse. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Even with deep discounting by the nation's retailers, shoppers were spending cautiously last month. The International Council for Shopping Centers says its index of June retail sales rose 3% compared to a 5.1% decline for the same period last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.